This is an audio summary for your AIL 80102 course. The reading is Prediction Machines, Chapter 16, Job Redesign by Ajay Agrawal, Joshua Gans, and Avi Goldfarb. Before artificial intelligence and before the internet came the computer revolution, and one of its first killer apps was the spreadsheet. Computers made arithmetic, especially adding up lots of things, cheap, and an early use was making bookkeeping easy. Frustrated by redoing calculations for business case scenarios as a Harvard MBA student, Dan Bricklin, with Bob Frankston, built VisiCalc for the Apple II. It cut the time for calculations by a factor of 100 and let businesses analyze far more scenarios than before. It was the app that first pulled computers into many offices. At the time, the people who did all that calculating were bookkeepers, more than 400,000 of them in the United States by the late 1970s. You might expect VisiCalc to have wiped them out. Instead, there are no songs mourning lost bookkeeping jobs and no backlash against spreadsheets, because the spreadsheet made bookkeepers more valuable. Before, you got a single snapshot of expected profit. After, you could recalculate endlessly, see how the picture moved under different assumptions, compare multiple investments, and choose the best one. Someone still had to judge which scenarios were worth asking about, and the spreadsheet, by answering questions cheaply, vastly raised the returns to asking the right ones. The people who had labored over the old calculations were perfectly positioned to ask those questions. They were not replaced. They were handed superpowers. That scenario, where machines take over some tasks but not all, is about to become very common as AI tools spread. When it happens, the tasks that make up a job change. Some get removed as prediction machines absorb them, some get added as people free up time, and for many, the required skills shift entirely. Just as bookkeepers became spreadsheet wizards, AI will redesign jobs just as dramatically. The implementation process is the same one running through this whole book. Evaluate the workflow, whether inside a job, across departments, or across organizational boundaries. Break it into its constituent tasks, find where a prediction machine helps, then reconstitute the tasks back into a redesigned job. Sometimes the goal is to automate every task in a job, but AI tools rarely deliver full automation on their own, because a workflow amenable to complete automation involves a chain of tasks that cannot be skipped, even ones that seem low-skilled and unimportant. The Challenger disaster is the tragic illustration. A single O-ring seal, less than half an inch across, failed, and the whole shuttle could not fly. To automate a task completely, even one small failed piece derails the exercise, so you have to consider every step, and those little tasks become the missing links that constrain job redesign. Take fulfillment, the booming business of turning an online order into a package ready to ship, which means locating items in a vast warehouse, picking them off shelves, scanning them for inventory, dropping them in totes, boxing, labeling, and shipping. Early AI here tackled inventory prediction, guessing what would sell out and what did not need reordering, tasks central to warehouses for decades that machine learning simply did better. Much of the rest got automated too. Research found that fulfillment workers spent more than half their time walking around finding items, so several companies flipped the model and brought the shelves to the workers. And Amazon bought the leader in that space, Kiva, in 2012 for $775 million. And yet fulfillment centers still employ armies of humans, because while a robot can move a shelf to a person, someone still has to do the picking, and grasping is genuinely hard. As long as humans grasp, the warehouse has to stay human-friendly, which means room temperature, walking space, break rooms, restrooms, and theft surveillance, all of it expensive. Amazon alone employs 40,000 full-time pickers, plus tens of thousands more in peak season, each handling around 120 picks an hour. Amazon even ran a multi-year picking challenge to incentivize the world's best robotics teams, and even top teams from places like MIT, using industrial-grade equipment, have not solved it well enough for production. Why can robots assemble cars and fly planes, but not pick an item into a box? Because car components are standardized and the process is routinized, with very few if-then decisions, while a warehouse holds an almost infinite variety of shapes, sizes, weights, and firmness in countless positions and orientations. To grasp, the robot must see the object, analyze the image, and predict the angle and pressure to hold it without dropping or crushing it. Prediction sits at the root of the grasping problem. A Vancouver startup called Kindred, co-founded by one of the book's authors, attacks this with a robot arm paired with a human in a virtual reality headset who can be anywhere and teleoperates the grip, filling the missing link while a prediction machine learns from thousands of those human demonstrations to eventually do it alone. The solution is not pure automation. It is human-machine collaboration that gradually shifts toward the machine. Now consider radiology, a profession bracing for change. In October 2016, deep learning pioneer Jeffrey Hinton told a room of 600 people that we should stop training radiologists now because AI would soon outread any human at spotting medically important objects in images. Radiologists have feared replacement since the early 1960s, so what is different now? Machine learning is increasingly good at predicting missing information in images, comparing a new scan against millions of past examples with and without disease, which is exactly the pattern recognition radiologists perform. IBM's Watson can flag pulmonary embolisms and a range of heart issues, and startups like Enlytic use deep learning to detect lung nodules and fractures. But the authors argue radiologists will not vanish, because at least five human roles remain. First, someone must decide which images to take, and since imaging is costly in both time and radiation exposure, falling costs mean more scans ordered, so less human time per image may be offset by far more images analyzed. Second, AI mainly changes diagnostic radiology, while interventional radiologists, who use real-time images to guide procedures, rely on judgment and dexterous action untouched by AI. Third, radiologists are the doctor's doctor, translating image findings that are inherently probabilistic, a 70% chance of disease X, 20% of nothing, 10% of disease Y, for primary care physicians who are often shaky on statistics. Fourth, radiologists will train the machines on new imaging techniques as the technology improves, and the superstars may be paid for each technique they teach an AI rather than per patient. Fifth, prediction machines reduce uncertainty but never eliminate it. So when a scan says a liver mass is most likely benign but possibly malignant, a human must weigh the patient's overall health, the psychological cost of uncertainty, and other contexts the machine cannot see, then decide whether to order an invasive biopsy. Whether today's radiologists end up holding these roles, whether other specialists take them, or whether new categories like combined radiologist-pathologists emerge is the open question. Some jobs survive but demand entirely new skills. Take the school bus driver. The obvious task is driving, and one study put the odds of automation at 89% over a decade or two. But bus drivers do far more than drive. They supervise large groups of children, protect them from hazards outside the bus, and manage discipline inside it, and that judgment is still needed. If the bus drives itself, the adult on board can pay more attention to the kids, so the role shifts toward something more like a teacher. Long-haul truck drivers tell a similar story. Trucks and their cargo are vulnerable to hijacking and theft, and a driverless truck cannot deal with a person standing in its path, so the obvious fix is to keep a human aboard for a task much easier than driving, letting the truck run longer between stops while one person guards the load, manages loading and unloading, and navigates surprises, perhaps riding with a whole convoy of linked vehicles. The lesson across every example is the same. A job is a collection of tasks. Break down the workflow, deploy AI tools, and some human tasks get automated, the ordering and emphasis of the rest shifts and new tasks appear. There are four implications. AI tools may augment a job, as spreadsheets did for bookkeepers. They may contract it, as in fulfillment centers that now need fewer workers per order. They may reconstitute it, adding and removing tasks, as with radiologists. Or they may shift which skills matter, as with bus drivers, changing what kind of person is best suited to the role, just as spreadsheets lowered the value of calculating fast and raised the value of asking the right question. Those who adapted thrived. Understanding job redesign in an AI world is not really about predicting unemployment. It is about recognizing that work transforms, that new skills become valuable, that humans stay central to hybrid systems, and that the people who thrive will be the ones who see themselves not as threatened by prediction machines, but as partners with them, asking better questions and making the judgments machines cannot.